I wonder how excited we all are this morning about Christmas. Anybody excited? There's a lot of miserable people in church this morning, I can see. Right, let me ask it again. Who's excited about Christmas? Who enjoys Christmas? Who likes the celebration of Christmas? Who likes what they find in their stockings? Except they'd have to make stockings for some, wouldn't they? But it's about the celebration of the birth of Jesus. And so Christmas, we should be focusing on the spiritual as well as the materialistic, all the gifts that have been asked for. Christmas is a time to remind ourselves that God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son. He gave the greatest gift of all to each and every one of us. Now note, people, because it's happened to me, have started to say, have a nice Christmas. It's difficult times for people. And for some, it's not the nicest of Christmases. But we want to make sure that people feel good about themselves. A good Christmas includes room for Jesus. When Joseph went and knocked on the door, the innkeeper said, no room. There is no room. And the innkeeper missed out on an important and special day. Maybe he thought others looked more important. He turned away the special one. And people are still turning Jesus away today. They see other things as being important. This morning we've had that enactment of that first Christmas. But does the world today have room for Jesus? Christmas without Christ is like a car without fuel, a tree without sap, the heavens without stars, oceans without waters, and a garden without flowers. Without Jesus, I tell you this, the people only exist. Jesus deserves our worship and our praise. Jesus can take the vilest offender and make them clean. And Christmas involves giving as well as receiving. Many of us have probably given to charitable causes. And if we look at what's on our television screens, in one day they could take most of your wages away because of the desire for people to be helped in one way or another, or maybe the environment or animals. We're called to give as well as to receive. We're asked to give so that others might have a better life. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, where is Jesus in our Christmas list, in our giving? Have we made a personal pledge to honour Christ, particularly in this coming year? Is he the surprise gift that we will share with others? How often it is that we can give out cards at Christmas, we can buy presents for family and for friends, and we gladly receive. But I wonder, when we give it out, are we actually saying this is in celebration of Christ's birth? I hope you young ones receive what you've desired and asked for, and I'm sure you probably have. How many of you wrote a list of things that you might like? Yeah. Do you know what you put on the list? Can you remember? Because some of you write them in June, don't you? You have to shout up. Oh, you did it in October. Well, that's okay then. I'm sure it got there wherever it's going. And I do hope that people receive some of the things that they've asked for. But I also want to remind ourselves that it's not just about receiving. It's not just about having all the expensive things. Sometimes it can be the most simplest gift of all that can have the most meaning. Sometimes it's from someone very special. And sometimes we just look at it in wonder and awe. And the special gift that was given on that first Advent was the baby Jesus himself, born in what might say poverty, born almost as a refugee. But he was the greatest gift. And if you don't get what you get this year, you might get it another year. There's always another time. And so my gift to you all is not about being materialistic. It's not about being financial. But a promise to pray for you all, that God will go with you at all times and in all places. And I want to pray that you'll have a happy and joyful Christmas day when you get to spend it, hopefully, with family and friends. We're in uncertain times, aren't we? We don't know what's going to be said after the Christmas period. We may end up in lockdown again. We may end up not being able to meet as a church like this again. We don't know. But what we do know is that we have to be responsible. As Christians, that's what we're called to do, to be responsible, because God has given us that ability. So we're going to say, have a good time. Share it. Don't be selfish. Share your toys and play with one another. Share your chocolate and bring some for me. No, I didn't say that. Did I? Okay. But then that's what we want. We'd like to see you on Christmas morning for a shortened service, but we know for some that would be more difficult. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Please stay and share in coffee and mince pie.